Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The Shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 61, talking about one of my favorite phrases we talk about all the time. The Braisa talks about the rest of the verse, listing the people who receive atonement through the He-Goat sent to Azazel, the Kohanim, literal meaning implication of the Kohanim. The people of the congregation, this refers to the Yisraelim, Jews who are not Kohanim or Levium. He shall atone, this refers to the Levium. And here comes my favorite quote of the entire piece. The verse thus teaches that all Jews, Kohanim, Levium, and Yisraelim, are equated with respect to one procedure of atonement. All of the Jews are equated. They are all atoned for in the same way, the notes point out, and the procedure of atonement, they are all equal in each other, and they're all responsible for one another. I would add, Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze LaZe. They all receive atonement through the Higo that is sent to Azazel for other transgressions, as explained by Rabbi Yehuda. And this is what we're going to pick up on. The main point to think about is that all Jews, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, I don't care if you're the high priest of the entire Jewish people. I don't care if you're, quote-unquote, the lowliest water carrier of the whole Jewish people. I don't care. We are all equal, especially in regards to atonement, and especially before Hashem. We are all equal. It is so important nowadays in our messed up world, our messed up society, especially secular society, why some people are considered quote unquote more powerful than others, why some people are quote unquote more important than other people, which is so not true. It doesn't matter if you're the greatest king of the entire Jewish people. It doesn't matter if you are a donkey leader or a donkey carrier, a donkey raiser, whatever, in the Jewish people. Everyone is equal before Hashem, especially in Judaism. The highest priest and the lowest schlepper all have the same amount of responsibility before Hashem. Obviously, the high priest has to do a few extra things in the Beis HaMikdash. He's a Kohen and whatnot. But in terms of, you know, the aspects of the Torah involved in being mitzvahs and chesed, involved in dealing with others, everyone is equal before Hashem. How backwards the rest of the world is. Because someone is a star, they start in a movie, they're considered more important, more powerful than the greatest sage in the world. It's so crazy. And even a movie star or someone who sings a popular song, they could be like the lowest of the low, but society venerates them as such a great person. And you have all these amazing balabatim, these amazing people, the people who run the houses in the Jewish life, and other people who work so hard and get no recognition, no equality before society. So messed up. Who is given the stardom? Why are they given stardom? I don't know. It's a backwards world. The Gemara talks about how it's an olam hafach and an olam haba. The real people that really deserve the real recognition really finally get it. But here it's backwards. The low are high and the high are low. But in the next world, the people who were low here really are high, and the people that were high here really are low, because the fundamentals of what's really important is really found in Olam Haba. Too bad it's not seen often enough in this world. As the Gemara talks about how Yisraelim, Kohanim, and Levim are all equal, we have to remember and have to respect and treat everyone respectfully. Everyone is equal. Just because he's a high-powered attorney doesn't mean that the law doesn't apply to him. Just because he only makes $5 an hour because he's a waiter doesn't mean anything different. He's a Jew, I'm a Jew, we're all culpable in the 613 mitzvahs. And even if he's a non-Jew and I'm a Jew, we all have to treat each other with respect. We're all equal before Hashem. How important to remember for our days. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 62 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.